In Citizens United, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the First Amendment prohibits the government from restricting independent political expenditures by corporations and unions. Research on some of the fallout from that decision has been done by the chair of UW-Madison's Political Science Department. At a public forum, Professor Ken Mayer cited work done by his colleague John Coleman.
There's virtually no evidence that publicly traded corporations have made sustained contributions to election efforts, independent campaigns, contributions to advocacy groups.
That's not to say corporations are sitting by the sidelines. There are different kinds of corporations. And Mayer says most of the trackable contributions come from privately held corporations. The Koch brothers, for instance, have a privately held corporation that has spent money in elections around the country, including Wisconsin's gubernatorial race. While corporate spending may influence the outcome of elections, Mayer says research indicates it may not directly help the corporation.
There's actually no evidence that states that allow unlimited corporate activity or even direct contributions to campaigns, that they don't have tax structures or concentrations of wealth that are more favorable or less favorable than states that have these restrictions.
Nevertheless, a recent Associated Press poll finds that 83% of those surveyed want limits on the amount that corporations and unions can spend to help candidates for president, U.S. Senate, and the House. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.